Meeting started, even though we didn't have much of a break. We have a important holiday message video right after this that I don't want to hold everybody up from who's involved in that. I've already been given the high sign, so good morning, everyone. We are opening up the Economic Development Committee meeting this morning for Monday, December 3rd, 11 a.m., 11:10 a.m. We're going to do our best to consolidate so we're on time for this holiday message. The first order of business is the approval of minutes from the November 5th meeting. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Second item, public comments. Do we have any public comments this morning? All right, moving right along. Introduction of business development manager. I would like to very happily welcome our new business development manager, John, if you'll come to the podium and introduce yourself. So happy to have you here.
Good morning. My name is John Holliday, and I'm excited to be really for the opportunity to serve in the community that my family lives. I grew up in Charleston over in West Ashley. This is my home. This is where I raised my family, so I've got a lot of interest, just like you guys, in making this the best community we can. So I received a degree in electrical engineering from Clemson University, MBA from USC. I've also got specialized training in economic development from the Economic Development Institute through the University of Oklahoma, and the University of North Carolina Economic Development Institute, their School of Government, and also through a lot of experience through the South Carolina Department of Commerce. I've been involved in a lot of different economic development projects throughout the state, and I look forward really to bringing a specific focus to economic development here in Mount Pleasant. And I'm real excited about helping the existing businesses first and foremost, and also being able to recruit new businesses at an exciting time in Mount Pleasant. So I'd really would like to thank the trust that the town has placed in me, Eric DeMora, Christiane Farrell, Lauren Sims. I appreciate what bringing me on, and I look forward to the opportunity. I look forward to working with the town council and the economic development committee. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Committee, anyone have anything else?
Just welcome aboard. Great to have you.
We're thrilled to have you, John, and we know that you will fill the large but maybe taller shoes of Amy quite well, although she was terrific, and we're happy to have you on board with all your experience. Our fourth item is an update regarding the proposal to change the commercial building sizes for Pepper Plantation. It might even surprise people that this is on the agenda because normally we don't keep going back on committee level and looking at these things. But the reason we did this was because 2 months ago we had an application that had gone through a first reading, and it was after the fact, after a voting that was not unanimous but voted in favor of moving it forward, that we found out that a lot of the residents were very unhappy and concerned. And so having done that, we looked at it in council, in this committee. We had both parties come to the room. We had some great discussion, and the result of it was that the owner of the property, Mr. Cook, deferred his application for the second reading. Now, why is that so important? Well, one, from a viewpoint of business development, not so much economic development, if you have property and you get turned down for what you're trying to do, you have to wait a whole year before you can come back and do anything else. There might be some people that would be happy about that, but certainly the owner of the property would not. But the second thing is, from an economic development, is sometimes when you take time to really look at things, you realize there's other projects that could come into play that might actually bring some terrific jobs, It might even change the discussion to something that actually the residents can get excited about and embrace rather than feeling badly about. So the reason we're having this discussion today is that I met with our planning department and Mr. Cook and listened and learned a lot of things. And I wanted to make sure, and Mr. Cook is here too, so if he wants to get up and say some things too. What I learned was that if we do nothing, if he were to bring his application back for the second reading to council and council votes it down, right now there are 9 homes that back up to the commercial property. And right now it's forested and it's 30 acres along Highway 17. And right now, with no changes of any kind, the owner of the land is able to have a 40,000 square foot grocery store with a 15-foot buffer backing up to these 9 homes that are at the edge of that. And I know that makes people very uncomfortable, but that is what the current permitted uses list says. So what we're accomplishing by going back, and there's a lot of other things in here that have unlimited. And so what we're accomplishing by this, I will allow public comment, what we're accomplishing by having this meeting is being able to let folks know that by Mr. Cook coming back and working on this behind the scenes in order to try to accommodate, he's looking at adding substantially bigger buffers, and he's looking at trying to have businesses that are smaller closer to the homes, and if there's anything larger, to have it closer to Highway 17, further away from the entrance to Tupelo. So again, what we're trying to do here is not have it be where it comes down to the end and somebody goes away upset and unhappy. Instead, let's try to work this out in committee. So on that note, that's just an explanation of why we're here today. I think maybe it might be helpful if Mr. Cook comes up and tells us where you're at on things, sir. Okay, thank you.
Again, my name is Tim Cook. Thank you for the opportunity. As Ms. Landing indicated, we did meet with staff, met with Mr. Olma and Ms. Cannon and Ms. Landing, and discussed different ideas and strategies to maybe have increased buffers, a sliding scale of how close buildings can be to the property line. And during the course of investigation of what happened and how we got here, it's apparent that the home builder didn't totally disclose to the property owners what our residual property was able to be developed for. So I feel like that's a contributing factor to the situation that we're in right now. So currently the building setback and the buffer is 15 feet according to the plan development. We have indicated our willingness to increase the buffer to 25 feet. And after some discussion and some thought, we have come up with a proposal that we will submit formally to staff that any building that's 4,000 square feet and less or less would have the 25-foot buffer and building setback. And any building larger than 4,000 square feet would have the 25-foot buffer and a 50-foot setback. Building setback. So hopefully that allows the bigger buildings to be further away from the residences, allows some buffering to occur so the buildings are not right up against the property line. So right now that's what we're amenable to doing.
Thank you, Mr. Cook. Again, I know especially Mr. Bustos, Councilman Bustos, probably thinking, well, this is a planning committee issue. But the reason that I'm bringing it up here today is that if you get a no vote on something, not only does it cause a lot of ill will and bad feeling on somebody's side, but on top of that, it can actually hurt the appearance of Mount Pleasant wanting to do business development as well as economic development. So I think it helps if we all have a little bit more. Is there anyone else that, does anybody have any questions for Mr. Cook other than?
My only question
is, with these changes, at what point does it have to go back in the process? Does it have to go back to Planning Commission? Because this seems to be a major change in.
Yes, sir. I think, I don't know what has been communicated between planning staff. Mm-hmm. Perhaps Mr. Olma could explain, but typically, if there are significant changes, it has to go back through the process.
Okay. Yeah. We've also been looking at it, and the general direction of the changes is sort of more restrictive and more limiting. Planning Commission approved the original request to have no limitations on the square footage of the bill. I mean, there were some that had it, but many of them would have had no limitation. So we can look at that and say, well, they were willing to do that, capping it somehow, increasing buffers and satisfying both sides might be something that we wouldn't have to take back. So right now we're looking at it as continuing through the process and being able to strengthen the conditions within the PD seems to be moving in a direction that everybody could get behind and support if it's ultimately approved that way.
If I may, Ms. Cannon did consult council, the town's council, and as long as we're more restrictive in our request, then he felt that we're okay to move forward without resubmittal.
Is there any estimate of when you'll be prepared to actually bring it for the second reading?
Probably next week.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Cook? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone else that would like to speak from our public about this matter? Okay.
Yeah,
can you come up to the podium, sure, please? And state your name and address, please, for the record.
Thank you guys for letting me talk. My name is Bill Joy. I am a resident in Tupelo Forest at 2004 Welsh Pony Drive. We are the corner house, so we'd be the one most impacted by this proposal. We are on the corner of Tupelo Forest Drive and Welsh Pony Drive. Obviously, what Mr. Cook said was correct. So we were told that there'd be no building, no commercial building closer than the current pond, which I'm not sure how far back that is, but it's quite a ways. I would say that it's about 50 yards, maybe, or 20. Yeah. So about that much. So if anybody watched the football game last night, and you see what 15 feet is as a buffer, 15 feet is 3 yards. Is that right? So that's not a lot in order to get a first down, 5 yards. Yeah, not a lot to get a first down, 5 yards, right? So I just want to keep that in mind. So it's hard to imagine, but at the, we have a very small, personally, we have a very small backyard, but having something 15 feet is going to be, obviously a real issue for us. I understand that. The one question that I had maybe could be answered is this area was approved for 40,000 square foot grocery store, is that right? It's permitted. You don't have a buyer at this point for that, right? But that was a permitted for that. Originally, I thought there was a 4,000 square foot limited use. Was it? What was the smallest or the largest use for each plot? I guess was it 4,000 feet or 4,000 yards?
This
4,000 square feet.
No, this is still part of the. Is it based on usage? It's not
usage.
Based on the particular lot.
Right.
And this is the list right here, and it's a and there's a lot of things that it doesn't matter where they're put, other than commercial versus institutional,
right,
that they can be substantially higher than 4,000 square feet. What it does is it limits things like if it's a bank, it has to be 4,000 square feet or less. If it's a doctor's office, it has to be 4,000 square feet,
right,
or less. But if it's, just as an example, if it's a, there's a number of things on here that already are good for, like if it's a funeral home, it can be 10,000 square feet right now.
So, yeah.
And there's many, many other things. Like I said, there's things on here that are 40, there's things that are 20,
okay,
there's things that are 10, and there are many things that are unlimited.
Okay, got it. All right. So anyway, obviously you just want to meet us and the 8 other homes that back up to that property. I just want to obviously voice our continued concern. We appreciate the concessions that Mr. Cook, is making, but, obviously, when we actually walk off the feet, it's amazing how close it is. And so we're just worried, I think, number one, regarding safety, regarding the ability to get out of our community with an accident, and then also the construction, lights, et cetera, you know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I hear your concern loud and clear.
Yeah.
I understand. I'm very familiar with that area. What is it specifically that the residents would like?
Yeah, well, you know, once again, what we were told was the fact that there'd be no commercial building. I'm not sure which direction it is, but basically from the pond close to our, from the pond and then the area that backs up. So right now that area is half about half covered in woods. Put a bunch of nice trees, and so it's a really nice little buffer there, which would be blown away with the current proposal. But the pond is set back a lot farther, and so that would have given us plenty of buffer. We'd be very happy with that, but I know that substantially cuts into Mr. Cook's opportunity there. But once again, that's not what we were led, and I know that's not Mr. Cook's issue, and that's not your guys' issue, but that's not what we were led to believe. We were led to believe that there'd be no commercial buildings closest to us from the pond, so in our back. Yeah.
Thank you.
Is it safe to say then, if somehow, or is it a reasonable thought, that if somehow the buffer, let's say a 50-foot buffer mm-hmm. or a 25-foot buffer, if the larger buffer could include trees so mm-hmm. that you actually have some, I mean, I don't know if that's possible, but mm-hmm. if that can even be part of it, is that the buffer isn't just land laying, you know, there
right.
open. I don't know if that's possible.
Right, and I don't know. Also, I know Mr. Cook had one thought. They were thinking about fences and walls and stuff like that, and I know, I don't know what, where you are, what's going to actually separate, if there is anything, considering whether you're considering separating us via a fence or a wall.
We're required to have a landscape buffer. Right mm-hmm. now it's 15 feet, 25 feet. Mm-hmm. The fence is not required. One thought that I had is if you were misled by mm-hmm. the builder, mm-hmm. and maybe a suit against the builder.
Right.
I'm three houses down, people walking in off my...
Okay, can I just stop for a second? I'm sorry, we have to come up to the podium mm-hmm. in order to yeah. do this. Yeah, sorry.
What? I would not be opposed to a wall at all. Mm-hmm. A wall, sound barrier wall is quite expensive.
Sure.
What I recommend... Sorry, what I recommend is, just in both the interest of time and the fact that we're getting beyond our purview here, mm-hmm. is if you could possibly schedule something together to hash out, since you're planning to bring this application next Tuesday to council, it would be really good if these details were hashed out with both of y'all talking to each other, the neighborhood and Mr. Cook, if that's possible.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me talk.
Sure.
Anyone else?
Okay. Anyone else?
Public hearing? I mean, a public comment?
Any other... people want to go ahead and get up and comment, or?
No, I said, well, okay. I'm just secure about people coming in off the business property into our backyards.
Well,
with trees, it's not going to stop that. You know,
okay.
No security.
Mm-mm. Okay, then good issue to bring up. Thank you very much. Okay, the next item is update on business concierge initiative, and I'm actually going to table that. We have some things we're working on right now that are forwarding this process, but by next month we might actually have something more concrete, so we'll just table that item since that was one I put on the agenda, unless anybody has anything else they wanted to share about that. And then number six is a presentation on initial meeting of Mayor's Economic Development Advisory Panel, and we have a guest speaker for this. Sir, if you will join us. State your name for the record.
Be glad to. Will Haney, 316 Mallard Court. Just a brief intro for y'all and for everybody else to know that we had our first mayor's advisory panel on economic and business development, and I announced this in my first State of the Town address back in June. And I think we had 100% attendance or close to it, including Mr. Crosby, who's representing the waterworks, because they play a role in anything that has to do with that. We also had Chris Staubs here representing the chamber. Several things. We did a working lunch, and we found out there that, there's our chairman over there, Alan Boldick. Sorry, Alan's here. Alan has chaired it and put together, brought some great talent to this committee, including two people, Ford Graham and Stephanie Yarbrough, who work in economic development. And I see you know them and are very familiar with them. And the learning curve for regular business folks in the room was very steep to find out what can happen at the state and the county level and what the city can do to get economic development in our town. And again, we have everybody there from Wendy McKeithen, who's owned Ragamuffin Shop on Coleman Boulevard for over 30 years, to Jeannie Welch, who's a Mount Pleasant native and resident who works at Boeing. So we've got everything in between. And the point is not to leave our local businesses behind, but a rising tide does rise all boats. So that's what we're going to work on. We're going to look at the high-impact industries that are being recruited by CRDA currently. We can't out-recruit or reinvent the wheel over the millions of dollars and the time and energy they spend bringing industries here. But the ones that we can do, we're not going to get smokestack industries here, but we can get transportation, we can get offices, and we can get life sciences in Mount Pleasant easily, because we're well suited for that. That's going to be the sweet spot for us. And so we're going to find out where, how, and what's needed to get that done. And then any suggestions or whatever that they have from that, it's not a public meeting. There's no quorum of a committee or anything there. But any ideas come back through this committee. So whatever comes through that we think is workable in the town of Mount Pleasant will find its way to this committee to be brought to council. So it was a great first meeting. We'll meet again after the first of the year. And Alan, I thank you and your committee for your work and your willingness to help the town.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Do we have any other items for discussion? That said, we will adjourn. Thank you.
Oh, did I have to make a motion to adjourn?
No. You can adjourn. Jen?